Hello everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a Kitchener Rangers forward, who now in his second year in the Ontario Hockey League has already put up a 30-goal season and is looking for much more down the stretch and also helping to lift the Rangers to a long playoff run after getting a little taste of the postseason last year. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is North Bay Battalion forward and LA Kings prospect Mike Amadio. He had 7 goals and 2 assists for 9 points in 4 games last week. That's among a stretch where he scored goals in 6 straight games. It all started with a 5-goal game back on February 13th, then the 7 goals over the course of 4 games, and continued it on Wednesday night with a goal against the Hamilton Bulldogs. So it all adds up for him to a total of 13 goals in his last 6 games entering this weekend's play. The Sault Ste. Marie native has set career highs in goals and points this season, with 43 goals and 86 points through 57 games, as the Battalion are in a battle in the Central Division and the Eastern Conference standings. Amadio has mentioned an LA Kings prospect looking to impress the Kings brass after being a third-round pick by LA in the 2014 National Hockey League entry draft. Moving up to the 40-goal club puts him in some impressive company in Battalion franchise history, joining Cody Hodgson, Evgeny Grachev, Wojtek Wolski, and Rafi Torres as the only other players to score 40 goals as a member of the Battalion. Speaking of goal scorers, Adam Maskarin of the Kitchener Rangers has been able to bury the puck on a fairly regular basis this season as a member of the Rangers. The second overall pick in the 2014 OHL priority selection, putting up strong numbers in his second year in the Ontario Hockey League, and recently we chatted about the Rangers, their battle for positioning in the Western Conference, and his own success to date.
Joined on the line by Adam Maskarin of the Kitchener Rangers. And Adam, here we are almost getting into the final month of the regular season. You guys in quite a battle right now in the Western Conference. Bring me up to speed, sort of the mood around the room right now.
Well, today it's been pretty light, actually. We've gone through a little stretch where we haven't really been playing completely our game, but we definitely fixed those errors and we're definitely ready for a big weekend.
For you guys, it seems like you've been jockeying for position with London for a while, and Erie's really not that far ahead of you as well at this point. Does it seem like here we are still in February, but it's starting to get that playoff feel already?
Yeah, for sure. It's a tough conference, tough division that we're in, and there are obviously two other good teams over there, and we're just trying to play the best we can heading into playoffs, and we want to create that momentum and take it with us throughout the rest of the season, because I think we've done a pretty good job of that so far compared to last season, and we're just looking to keep building off it.
There's a lot of you guys that were together last year and been able to grow together, and have you found that's really helped this year with so many guys that carried over from last year's team?
I think so. I think every year, the more players you have from one year to the next year is experience, and obviously experience helps because they've been through it before and they know what it takes, versus last year the team was a little bit younger and we kind of went in a little bit blinded without playoff experience in a while, and we definitely got a taste of that last year, and we're looking for more this year.
How important was it to get that playoff experience, knowing you're hoping for a lot more playoff experience this year, but even just getting a taste of that last year, rather than, for example, if you came into this year getting ready for playoffs with no experience at all in it?
Well, last year we went into playoffs not knowing what to expect, and now that we do, it's an extra chip on your shoulder, like I know what I have to do to win, and I'm going to do it, versus last year, like, we're just going to try our best.
As you and I sit here, a 30-goal season here in your second year in the OHL, if you could sort of grade yourself, how do you think your season's come along?
Like I think it's come along well. I've obviously done some different things this year that I did last year, and my confidence is up for sure, and I'm definitely working harder away from the puck, which is giving me more opportunities with the puck to do what I can do, because I think I'm a solid playmaker, and everyone knows I can shoot the puck, so I think those little things have taken my game to another level.
As you made the jump to the OHL, was that one of the things to work on? Was in minor hockey, you could sometimes, there were some nights you could probably do your own thing a little bit and have control of the game versus playing at now a higher level. Was that one of the things had to adjust to, especially that work away from the puck?
Yeah, like minor hockey, I guess for me, wasn't as challenging, obviously, as the OHL, as I obviously had people say impressive minor hockey numbers, and I was a good player back then, and I think I'm a good player now, but I definitely learned that, you have to work away from the puck to put yourselves in positions where the puck's going to be, not where it is, And I've kind of, as I've matured last year and this year, I've kind of been putting myself in better spots on the ice where the puck isn't, and I'm beating guys to the puck because of where I am. So just like a learning experience.
Adam, did you find now, just going through the OHL as a rookie, and now in your second year, you've sort of been to all the rinks once. You've done sort of everything that first time, that now doing it a second time, not necessarily easier, but now you know what to expect even more?
Yeah, there's obviously different places around the league where it's a tougher game. Like, for example, Owen Sound, like, they got a smaller barn, and the boards are bouncy, so you kind of, you get the feel for it in your second year when you know what to expect going into a rink, with where your first year, you don't know what the atmosphere is like, you don't know how the other team plays at home versus on the road, so just little things, but they do make a difference that I've noticed in my second year for sure.
Your second year as a member of the Kitchener Rangers organization, tell me about how that club and certainly just everyone surrounding the Rangers have welcomed you in over the last almost two seasons now.
Well, they've welcomed me with open arms. Like, it's funny, like, you walk through our front office and you can say hi and talk to anybody and everyone's approachable. There's not a person in our organization that you can't stop and have a conversation with. Like, everyone's friendly, and I enjoy myself every day at the rink. And if you're not enjoying it, why do it? Well, I'm enjoying it, so I'm going to keep playing my heart out for them.
And what about being part of the community as well? We know Kitchener-Waterloo is certainly Kitchener Rangers country.
Yeah, it's cool, the support we see, like, not only at games, but we have community events, and we get really great turnouts to that stuff, and it's fun to meet the fans and interact with them because, you know, they're the ones that support us every night when we're on the ice working hard.
That was Kitchener Rangers forward Adam Mascarin. Now let's take a look at this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings. And once again, the Erie Otters, the number one team in the Canadian Hockey League. OHL representatives are also the London Knights at number four. The Kitchener Rangers at five, staying in their same spots from last week, while now being joined by the Kingston Frontenacs at the number 10 spot. And before we go, we're getting closer and closer to this year's OHL Cup Minor Midget Showcase Tournament, which is taking place in mid-March in Toronto, hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. The top 10 this week sees the Mississauga Rebels out of the GTHL, the number one team. York Simcoe from the OMHA, number two. Then back to the GTHL for the Toronto Marlies, Junior Canadians, and Toronto Red Wings. Wrapping up the top 10, the Barrie Colts, the Hamilton Junior Bulldogs, the Waterloo Wolves, the Don Mills Flyers, and the Southern Tier Admirals. For more information on the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, be sure to log on to OntarioHockeyLeague.com. And that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.